Rachel Chafkin won the Tony Award last month for Best Directing, the Tony Award-winning Best Musical, Hadestown. Fresh from that win, she's now taking on her newest project, Annie Salem, An American Tale. The first musical workshop presentation of the 2019 Powerhouse season in Poughkeepsie, running from July 5th through the 7th. It is adapted from the novel by Mack Wellman, with a book by Rachel Chafkin, music by Heather Christian, lyrics by Christian and Chafkin, and directed by Rachel. The show is an otherworldly journey into the jagged heart of Rust Belt, Ohio, where blue monkeys play in the wreckage of post-industrial America, and where high school boy Jack Scann is in love with the prettiest girl in town. It is a timely adaptation of Wellman's wry, surrealist coming-of-age story that travels through time and space to Mars and back again as it tries to make sense of the forces lurking in the American woods. Rachel Chafkin is best known for directing the musicals Natasha, Pierre, and The Great Comet of 1812, as well as Hadestown, receiving Tony Award nominations for both, winning for the latter. And what a special treat it is to welcome Rachel Chafkin to the roundtable this morning. Rachel, thank you very much for being with us.
Oh my God, thanks for that introduction.
Well, it's very nice to have you on the program. Has the excitement of last month worn off, or is that still a high for you?
Oh, I think the pleasure continues in terms of knowing that Hadestown is hopefully going to be positioned to be seen by, you know, so many different audience members from all over the country and the world. So that definitely lingers, as is the celebration of, I saw Rachel Houck, our scenic designer, last night, who won her Tony, first Tony for the show. So, yeah, there's definitely a lot of glow still, I would say. But yes, also we're on to new things.
On to new things, indeed. So at the point where Hadestown is up, it's running, it's open, it's doing well, you are already, I assume, well on your way on this project.
Oh, yeah. So the economy of a director, definitely, because you don't know what project is going to move forward at any point. I would say directors have to be supreme multitaskers always. And so I try to always be ferociously present in whatever rehearsal room I may be running at that time, whether that's a reading or, you know, rehearsals for a full Broadway production and everything in between. But at the same time, there's always sort of the business of at least five other shows kind of nipping around your heels at any point.
And the nipping is does one, inevitably one will get your attention over another?
Oh, sure. And, you know, Annie Salem is a show adapting a novel that I fell in love with when I was 21. So it's been a long, long burn in my heart. And Heather Christian and I have been working on it for years, sort of kind of very internally. And then in 2015, we were at the Sundance Lab. But this is really our first major opportunity to be working on the show with actors for a prolonged period since that time. And it's our first opportunity to really hear it in front of audience ears, for better and for worse, as we journey from Ohio to Mars and back again.
July 5th through the 7th, and as I mentioned, a workshop presentation. So what do you, as the director, and your many other titles in this project, but certainly as a director, what do you hope to come out of this with?
Yeah, I mean, in some ways, actually, I would say I certainly have my directing toolbox with me, but I'm almost here more as the writer. And so last week spent the week after we did a read-through with the cast, a couple of whom have been with us on this project since Sundance, and many of whom are new to the piece, and the piece has been radically evolving. We got tremendously helpful feedback from the performers and my associate director, and so I spent last week, while our music director was teaching Heather Christian's score to the company, I was in the corner eviscerating and restructuring Act 2. So really what I hope to get first and foremost is to see if and how the audience is tracking the story or not, when we're losing them, what laughs are happening, because there's a lot of comedy, very, very strange comedy, but jokes throughout the piece, and just how the overall piece is sort of being received in the room. So that's the goal of this 2-week lab.
I'm fascinated because if you look at Hadestown, which is such a gorgeous production, Natasha Pierre and The Great Comet of 1812, a gorgeous production, they're both huge. They're both so big in scope. This one sounds that way as well. Is that safe to say?
Well, yes and no. I think it's a cast of, I want to say, 9 or 10. I just don't have my binder in front of me. So it's a slightly smaller cast that potentially would expand a little bit in production.
Mm-hmm.
But there is very much a chamber piece approach to this. Heather and I both come from very experimental worlds, and also have both of us carry real populist streaks in us in terms of wanting stories to be able to resonate with a larger audience. And so I would say Annie Salem, which of course is adapting a Mack Wellman novel, who is a real granddaddy of the avant-garde. I think it's a piece that is kind of firmly rooted one foot in the experimental chamber music world and one foot in kind of a rock and roll sci-fi musical. And I think it will operate and entertain audiences in both camps, as well as, like, you know, provoke and move audiences in both camps if it does its job right. But I think it will be a smaller production than certainly Comet and Hadestown were. Then again, both of those were very small when they began, too. So I sort of only ever think it's my job to sort of make the show for whatever setting I'm making it for at that time. And if the space is a big space, like a Broadway space, then yes, my job is to conceive of a larger show.
Okay, so with all of that said, tell us about the Blue Monkeys.
The Blue Monkeys. These are a species that appear very, very early in the novel, and you hear about them in the very opening of the show. The narrator, Jack Scann, who is the main character of the piece, whose story it is, Jack says, "Not many people know that monkeys live in the semi-wilds of northern Ohio, blue monkeys with eyes like butterflies." And I think very quickly the audience learns that this Ohio is both familiar and a very strange place. It's an Ohio that absolutely sort of sits in the middle of what so many of us on the coasts call flyover country. And it's an Ohio where very strange things happen, both very beautiful and very terrifying. It's an Ohio where, despite denials by Jack, he comes to realize that the Klan is still active, but the Klan also may be an alien race force that has come to Earth to make race war. So there is this sort of very... I would say, like a lot of great sci-fi pieces, Annie Salem is using science fiction to really think about the world today. And Mars helps to explain some of the things that feel inexplicable in modern America.
I want to touch, again, just picking up on something you just said and tying it to your acceptance speech at the Tonys, where you talk about your field, whose job it is to imagine the way the world could be. And you were talking about inclusion and that there's so many women who are ready to go, you say, and that this is not a pipeline issue. Circling back to what we were talking about at the very beginning about the reaction of what the last month has been like, have you had deep conversations? You made that statement so beautifully, eloquently, and I just am wondering of whether it did start some conversations or at least ignite conversations that had been going on prior.
Oh, I mean, Well, a couple things. Certainly, I heard from a number of wonderful colleagues, including a lot of people who I didn't even necessarily know they knew who I was, about the speech and what it meant to them. But, you know, I am hardly the first person to be talking about issues of representation or lack thereof in terms of, in particular, both gender and racial diversity. And there are obviously other areas of representation that are also woeful, but let's just focus on those two for a moment. You know, Antoinette Nwandu, the wonderful playwright, talked beautifully in the New York Times. There's a great feature this spring that was interviewing her and three other African-American writers about many, many things, but about the lack of racial diversity in the critical establishment. And she spoke beautifully, particularly focused to the New York Times, about why the book section, for example, will have so many, such a diverse array of writers write about each other's work, and why does not the theater section work in that same way. So my speech hardly started any conversations. It was very, very square in the middle of what is an ongoing cry, really led, I think, by artists of color, as well as certainly other female colleagues, for parity in both who is telling the stories, what stories are being told, and who is reviewing those stories. So it's a big conversation, and it's definitely ongoing.
It certainly is. And but of course, and I don't need to tell you this, but you being the only woman nominated in that category and to have that pulpit is a very powerful tool to use in that way.
Oh, definitely. I was acutely aware of how privileged I was to have that platform. And Amber Gray and I were, Amber, who plays Persephone in Hadestown, and of course was also nominated for a Tony, she and I were drilling each other like race coaches on the subway home after the show each night, because the Tonys had been very, they sort of were very fierce with us by saying, you know, you only have 90 seconds, and that starts when we call your name. So we were just timing each other and critiquing each other's speeches. And she was like, cut all the names that you're thanking. You've got to get to the second part. It's too important. So, yes, I was very aware of how lucky I was to even have that, you know, to think about having that chance, and then wanted to be ready if the opportunity came.
Annie Salem, An American Tale, the first musical workshop presentation of the 2019 Powerhouse season in Poughkeepsie, runs from July 5th through the 7th, powerhouse.vassar.edu. powerhouse.vassar.edu. Rachel Chafkin, what a great pleasure and honor to speak with you. Thank you so much.
Cool.
Be well. Again, Rachel Chafkin's Annie Salem, An American Tale, running July 5th through the 7th, powerhouse.vassar.edu. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.